No. 3:50 remains in the second overtime. 52-52. Brown City at Ugly. Messing over to Mitchell Goose in the corner. Back out to the top of the key. Back over to Dave Messing, over to Mitchell Guza. And Mitchell Guza now dribbles back out to Dave Messing, slowing things down. This is just starting to get bizarre here, folks. And they feed it, and it's a Mitchell Guza pass, intended for Liefrank, goes right into the hands of a green jersey. Here comes Brown City. Fisher. And he dribbles in, and there's a whistle. Probably liked it. Looks like it's going to be an offensive on Brown City.
It's an illegal screen.
And the officials are talking this one over. 3:15 left in the second overtime. And the official finally calls the foul. He calls it against number 23, Charles Baird, with his second foul. I believe the official call was lowering the left shoulder. That's his third, in fact. I missed one somewhere in
this,
there.
This game has had everything.
Yeah, but I'd say so. 3:13 left in the second overtime. We're tied at 52 apiece. Liefrank at the top of the key over to Nick Sweeney, right wing. Zone defense still for Brown City. Feeds it into Liefrank in between the block on the right side and the free throw line. This one goes no good. Into the hands of Keith Messing. And Brown City gets called for yet another foul. This one's against Baird. That's his fourth foul.
Two real quick ones.
Max can say that again. And hands on the line, shooting one and one, is going to be Gabe Messing. He has 2 points in that, has not shot a single free throw yet. And this comes at a very important time, tied at 52 apiece, 3 minutes to go. First one's good. Now 1 point lead for Ubley. Second one coming, 53-52. Ubley leading Brown City in double overtime. Senior night. Marshall Liefrank, Josh White, Austin Drake, all seniors on the floor right now. Gabe Messing misses the second one. 1 point differential between the green and white and the orange and white. Baird over to Knox, left wing, being guarded by White, takes over to the right wing to Spikeski. Top of the key to Banks, being guarded by Messing, 23 feet away from the hoop. Back over to Banks, over to Fisher, left wing, slowing things down, Knox now top of the key. Over to Spikeski, right wing. 2:40 remains in double overtime, 53-52. Ubley leads by one over Brown City. Banks now to Fisher, right wing, drives in. And we have a block foul against Austin Drake. That is the 10th team foul for Ubley. Number 14, Austin Drake, that's his first. So going to the line, shooting two, is number 10, Chris Fisher for Brown City. Trailing by one. The first free throw is up, and it should. Brown City has not missed a free throw tonight.
Well, they know that's how you salt the game away.
They're 10 for 10 thus far. One more to go. Tie ball game, 53 apiece. Second sharp. I jinxed them. Josh White gets the rebound for Ubley. Tied at 53. 2:25 left in double overtime. In Ubley. Brown City. Ubley. If Ubley wins, they clinch the GTC East outright. If they lose, then Harbor Beach wins on Thursday against Mayfield. Harbor Beach and Ubley share the title. Over to Ginchel Guza, left corner. Over to Nick Sweeney for three. This one's short from the left wing. Rebound game, Messing. Out of bounds by Messing. And it's Brown City ball. 2:04 left. Double overtime. Knox into Baird. 60 feet from the hoop. Knox, full court pressure coming from Ubley. Cross the timeline to Baird, into a wide open Spikeski to put inside the arc, and it's good. The long two coming from Spikeski, he now has five on the night. 55-53, Brown City leads by two, minute 45 left in double overtime. Mitchell Guza, left corner, over to Nick Sweeney, left wing. Back over to Guza, slowing things down. Zone defense from Brown City still. Josh White, high post now, has it, drives in the lane, goes for the runner, this one's good. Josh White has 16 on the night, ties it back up at 55 for Ubley. Ubley won the push-off on number Fisher. None called. He has it on the left wing.
No, the good non-call.
Minute 15 left, and Ubley won the second one. Josh White gets the steal. And back over to Baird, wide open into Knox to the left post, kicks it back out to Fisher, slowing things down. Minute 5 left, tied at 55 apiece. 1 minute to go. Knock, left wing, being guarded by White. Back up to Petesky, top of the key. Over to Banks. Over to Knock, top of the key. Over to left wing. That's Fisher.
Man-to-man defense.
Baird, top of the key, being guarded by Librand with four fouls. He goes in for the runner. This one's good. Baird, now with 7 points in overtime, gives Brown City a two-point lead, 57-55, 35 seconds to go in double overtime. Librand has it, loses it. McKessie drives down. He's going for the layup, and it is, yes, 59-55. McKessie with the steal off of the dribble off the foot of Librand, goes down and makes the layup, and now Ubley passes in, and now it's Brown City ball. Nick Sweeney bleeding his face with the official, claims it went off Brown City, but it's Brown City ball, 22 seconds left, a four-point lead for the Green Devils. Senior night in Ubley. Austin Drake checks back in for Brown, or for Ubley. He replaces Librand, 34. He comes off the court with 22 seconds left. Banks underneath his own hoop for Brown City. Nothing yet. Kicks it into Baird on the left wing. Over to Spakowski right at the timeline. And Drake goes for the foul. He sends Spakowski to the line. He has not shot a free throw yet tonight. And he's going to be shooting two. 19 seconds left. Librand's going to be checking back in. There should be two. They let Librand into the game already. He should be coming in after the second one. So on the court right now for Ubley, we have Sweeney, Mitchell Guza. Librand checks in for Drake. We have Gabe Messing and Josh White. All Brown City defenders retreat. They're on the other in the backcourt. First free throw's up and good. Now a five-point lead, 60-55 for Brown City over Ubley. Second one coming. It's up, and it's no good. Rebound, Josh White. 18 seconds left. Here comes Librand across the timeline. Dribbles goes right to Nick Sweeney for three from way downtown. No good. Rebound, Josh White. Gets it in. 60-57 after Josh White puts the putback in. He now has 18 points, and we have a timeout called by Ubley. It's going to be a full timeout. You're tuned to WLAW. John, what you got?
Here we go again. 11 seconds to go, 3 points down. You never know what's going to happen. And like I said, strange things happen in high school basketball.
And remember, with 12 seconds left in regulation, Ubley was trailing by four. They kicked it into Josh White twice, and the last time was on an inbound, tied it up to head into overtime. Then it was 52-52 at the end of that overtime period. Now we're into double overtime, 60-57. Holy cow is the best way to describe this.
I'm sure Coach Bickler is saying, look, guys, we got to deflect this. We got to, get this ball somehow and just make something happen. These seniors have been playing absolutely out of their minds this year, the whole Ubley Bearcats crew. And they're not going to let this happen on senior night when so much is on the line. I mean, they're down by 3 points, 11 seconds to go, but they have that never-say-die spirit.
Absolutely. 60-57, Brown City leads. You just joined us in double overtime with 11 seconds to go. It is going to be Ubley ball. Am I correct in saying that? Yes.
But Josh,
it's Brown City ball.
Brown City ball. Excuse me.
So, Tyler Banks, number 11, about a 6'4" redhead, if that has anything to do with anything.
Nobody guarded the ball.
Gets it into Knox, and they foul. Coming against Brian White, number 20. They foul Andrew Knox.
And that took all of 1 second off the clock.
Andrew Knox has not shot a free throw yet tonight. He has 14. 12 of those coming in the first half. 10 of those coming in the first quarter. Fouls against. They charge that against number 14, Austin Drake. That's not correct.
20.
There we go.
The
Brian White is third. And the first one's good. Brown City shooting fantastic from the free throw line. They've only missed three on the night, and they've attempted close to 15 or 16. We have a timeout called by Brown City.
More importantly, that made it a two-possession game.
Brown
changes everything.
Brown City calls a full timeout with one free throw to go from Andrew Knox. John, now what's Ubley saying?
Oh, gee. You know, did you guys go to church?
You know, it was Ash Wednesday last week, so they had to go twice. So maybe that will work in their favor.